Wow, 14 天医治布道大会马上就要开始了。
So 14 days healing conference is coming very soon.
兴奋吗
？Are you excited?
不是太兴奋的样子。
Not so excited, huh?
有没有很兴奋啊
？Are you excited? Hallelujah.
我们就再一次可以经历神伟大奇妙的作为。
And、once again, we can experience God's mighty deed.
每次啊，我们其实过去办过几次21天的医治布道。
In the past, we have conducted a few times of this healing conference.
我告诉你啊，那种经验是啊，越每一天过去越兴奋。
And as the day goes by, more exciting you become.
到最后的时候，你都不想停，你知道吗
？At the end, you do not want to stop.
可能你现在不会有这种感觉。
Now you may not have that feeling.
你现在觉得、哦、好累哦。
You may feel that now it's so tired.
你想到有14天就好累啊。
When you are thinking about 14 days, you become so tired.
当你走过这14天，你真的是觉得太棒了。
But as you walk through these 14 days, it is so wonderful.
我们真的有伟大奇妙的真神 ，Amen.
We have a great and mighty God, indeed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
再次感谢弟兄姐妹能够在今天晚上一同来到这里。
Once again, I want to thank all of you to come here tonight.
我们今天晚上有个很特别的事情要做。
So tonight we have a special thing to do.
就是要为每一位服侍的弟兄姐妹要你恩膏跟祷告。
So tonight we're going to anoint everyone who will be serving and also pray for you.
为什么要做恩膏祷告呢
？So why do we need to pray and anoint you?
其实你要知道，当耶稣基督在地上侍奉的时候
，So when Jesus Christ was serving on the earth,
我请问你，他的能力是从哪里来
？Let me ask you, where did he get his power from?
他的能力的确从圣灵而来。
So his power is come from the Holy Spirit.
路加福音第四章十八、十九节讲得非常清楚。
And Luke Gospel chapter 4 verses 18.
这里说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，众人叫受压制的得自由。十九节，哦，十八节，英文。
Okay, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor and he has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free.
十九节这里说报告神悦纳人的喜年。
Verse 19 says to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主耶稣说我来是要传福音给贫穷人。
Jesus said, I come, I want to proclaim the good news to the poor.
谁是贫穷人？
So who are the poor people?
这里的贫穷人不是指讲到财务上的贫穷。
It doesn't mean materially you are poor.
是讲到我们身心灵所遇到的困境。
We're talking about difficulty that we face in our spirit, in our soul, in our body.
有些人的灵魂是失丧的，迷失的。
And some of the souls, they are lost.
有些人心灵是孤单的空虚
and some their spirit is empty and also lonely
有些人是身体上被疾病所捆绑
and some maybe the body has been in bondage because of sicknesses
或者说如果今天我们肯谦卑下来看我们自己
in other words if we can humble ourselves and look at ourselves
我们必须承认我们就是这个贫穷
so we need to admit that we are the one who are poor
主耶稣在这里说他要传福音给贫穷的人。
Here Jesus is going to proclaim the good news to the poor.
这个福音就是好消息的意思。
So this gospel is good news.
换句话说，主说我要把一个好消息带给这些贫穷。
And Jesus said, I want to bring good news to those who are poor.
那怎么样的好消息呢
？So what kind of good news?
耶稣开始讲的要是被掳的得释放。
And he said to set the oppressed free.
这是指的灵魂的救恩。
Talk about the salvation of the spirit.
讲到瞎眼的得看见。
And also to release the sight for the blind.
这是讲到肉体的医治。
Talk about the physical healing.
讲到受压制的可以得自由。
And those who are oppressed may be set free.
这是讲到心灵里面的医治。
Talk about the healing in the spirit.
这是讲到灵魂体三方面的救恩。
Talk about the salvation for spirit, soul, and body.
这正是为什么今天我们要举办14天医治布道大会的原因。
And that is the main purpose why we need to conduct this 14 days healing conference.
因为现今的世代充满了贫穷的人。
Because the generations fill with people who are poor.
我们需要耶稣基督。
So we need Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
但耶稣基督在完成救恩之后，他就升天了。
So after Jesus has finished his redemption plan, then he ascended to the heaven.
那 这个世界上的人怎么能够得到满足呢？
And then how can the people on this earth be satisfied?
我们看约翰福音二十章二十一节怎么说呢？
In John chapter 20 verse 21, Jesus said,
这是耶稣基督复活升天之前很清楚对门徒说的话。
This is before his resurrection, before his ascension, after his resurrection, this is what he said to the disciples.
你知道当时的门徒就是预表的代表了今天的教会。
And the disciples of his time is representing the church of today.
所以主耶稣在这就对今天的教会这样说。
And therefore Jesus is saying to the church today,
愿你们平安，我父怎么差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
And peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I am sending you.
二十二节怎么说呢？
Verse 22 says,
说了这话就向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
And with that he breathed into them and said, receive the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，你们领受圣灵的恩膏吧。
And that way you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见主的灵怎么膏抹耶稣来传福音给贫穷的人。
So we see how the Spirit of God has anointed Jesus to proclaim the good news to the poor.
当耶稣基督升天之后。
And after Jesus Christ ascended to the heaven.
同样主的灵也照样恩膏我们。差遣我们去传福音给贫穷的人。
In the same way, Holy Spirit will anoint us, also send us to proclaim the good news to the poor.
好叫被掳的得释放。
And so the oppressed may be set free.
瞎眼得看见。
And those who are blind may be receiving sight.
受压制得自由。
And those who are oppressed may be set free.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
那你说我们今天怎么样能够经历这个圣灵恩膏带来的能力呢？
Then today, how can we receive this power that comes from the anointing of the Holy Spirit?
我们看有三方面。
There are three areas.
第一件事情。
First,
要借着祷告来领受圣灵的恩膏。
So receive the anointing through prayer.
要借着祷告领受圣灵的恩膏。
So receive the anointing through prayer.
祷告是很重要的。
Prayer is so important.
祷告是我们今天得能力的一个管道。
So prayer is a way that we can receive power.
我们看哥林多后书第十二章第九节这里怎么说呢？
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9,
他对我说：“我的恩典够你用，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”
And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness."
其实。更清楚更确切来讲应该这样说神的能力是在我们承认软弱的地方显得完全。
More accurately, you should say that God's power is made manifest even perfect when we admit that we are weak.
神的能力不是只在人的软弱上显得完全。
And God's power is not just manifesting in those people who are weak.
而是当你承认你软弱的时候。
Only when you admit that you are weak.
神的能力就能够彰显出来。
Then God's power can be manifested through you.
祷告就是一个我们承认软弱的地方。
And prayer is a place where we can admit that we are weak.
不然你为什么要祷告？
Or else, why should you pray?
如果你觉得你很刚强，你更不要来祷告。
You think that you are strong, you don't need to pray.
祷告就是我们承认我们软弱的地方。
So praying is admit that Lord, we are weak.
祷告也是我们可以经历神能力的地方。
And also, prayer is a place whereby we can experience God's power.
我们看见初代的教会是充满能力的教会。
Early church in the Bible, they are filled with power.
可是我们看见初代教会是懂得借着祷告来经历神能力的教会。
But the early church, they know how to receive God's power through prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
使徒行传第四章第二十九节到三十一节这怎么说呢？
Acts chapter 4 verse 29 to 31.
这说他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servant to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus.
我们看见因为初代教会同心合一的祷告神的能力就释放出来。
And because of their united in prayer, the early church experienced God's power manifested through them.
所以今天我们也需要同心合一的一同为十四天医治布道大会来祷告。
Therefore, today we need to unite together to pray and for the 14 days healing conference.
那你说要怎么祷告呢？
How shall we pray?
刚才这段圣经让我们看见两件事情我们需要祷告。
So two things that we need to pray.
第一个要为神的仆人来祷告。
First, you need to pray for God's servant.
谁是神的仆人呢？
Who are God's servant?
首先当然是每一位在晚上需要讲道的牧师们。
Of course, first of all, it's all those pastors who will be preaching during these 14 days.
这里需要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
让他们大放胆量传讲神的道。
So that they may have boldness and to preach the word of God.
弟兄姐妹，你千万不要以为我们这些牧师哈很多经验了，哎呀，
I don't think that our pastors have a lot of experience. You don't need your prayer.
No, 其实我告诉你，我知道每一位牧师都战战兢兢在准备信息。
So we are in fear and trembling in preparing the message.
因为我们不只是需要传讲神的信息。
Not only that we need to preach God's word.
我们更需要圣灵的恩膏了。
So we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
才能带来翻转的大能嘛。
So we have this power of transformation.
Amen. 要为每一位讲道的牧师来祷告。
So we need to pray for every pastor that will preach.
这次讲到了有几位牧师啊
？And now we have a few pastors who preach.
有我，有曾牧师
，Pastor Tom, Pastor Chen.
我们有卓牧师、王牧师
，Pastor Bill, Pastor Wang.
我们还有王肖英牧师
，And Pastor 王肖英。
我们还有这个英文部的 PT
and Pastor Tony and Pastor Tony.
还有 Pearson.
Yeah.
还有邵牧师
，And also Pastor Louis Shaw.
所以我们看这么多牧师讲到 ，Right?
So there are so many pastors will be preaching.
所以请你们在祷告中一定纪念我们，纪念我们。
And so please remember to pray for us.
我们很需要你们的祷告。
So we need your prayer.
谁是神的仆人呢
？So who are God's servants?
不只是讲道的牧师
，Not just those who are preaching.
却是每一位服侍神的弟兄姐妹。
And those who will be serving our brothers and sisters.
无论今天你是带敬拜的
，Whether we are leading worship.
过音响的影音的
or you are in ABL team
招待的
or ushers
陪谈的
or counselors
儿童照顾
children workers
做医治祷告
or healing team
甚至每一位做邀请工作的弟兄姐妹
even those who are doing the work of invitation
我知道很多弟兄姐妹可能是你第一次这样来服侍
maybe some of you may be serving God first time
就是很紧张你觉得
you feel very anxious
我们要为每一位服侍的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We need to pray for everyone who will be serving during the
求神让我们大放胆量来服侍神。
So that we have great boldness to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
你知道在14天医治布道大会当中最兴奋的一件事是什么吗
？You know what is the most exciting thing during these 14 days?
就是要看见每一位信徒在神的手中都能够成为神迹的器。
So that every believers can become the instruments of God's miracle during these 14 days.
Amen.所以第一个要为神的仆人祷告。
First of all, you need to pray for the servants of God.
第二个
，Second,
要为神的手来祷告。
Need to pray for God's hand to work.
这里讲到求神伸出他的手来医治疾病。
Ask God to stretch out His hand to heal and perform signs and wonders.
主的手代表神的能力啊。
And God's hand representing God's power.
主的手带领神的怜悯啊。
Also, God's hand representing God's compassion.
在这讲到求主伸出他的手来。
Ask God to stretch out His hand.
能力的手。
And powerful hand.
怜悯的手来医治疾病。
Compassionate hand and to heal the sick.
弟兄姐妹，这些天当我在为这个医治布道大会祷告的时候
，So these few days as I was praying for these 14 days healing conference,
我一直想到这节经文。
I always think about this passage.
我就在脑海里面，我就是。看见一个话就是好像在这 Emmanuel 的会堂里面神的一只大手要伸进来
So in my mind I see this picture of God's mighty hand stretching down in this Emmanuel hall
神的手要在这里自由的运行
So God's hands will move freely in this place
神的手要自由来触摸每一个坐在这里的人
And God's hand will move freely and touch everyone who will be sitting here
神的手要在这里预备一个医治的环境
So God's hand going to prepare an environment for healing in this place
好让每一个走进这个会场的人
So everyone who walk into this place
好像立刻能够被神的爱恩典医治的恩典所触摸
They immediately they will feel with God's healing grace and also God's love
不是我们人在这里能够做些什么
It's not that we can do anything here by ourselves
而是看见神的手就在这里
But the hand of God is here
弟兄姐我真的要让我们每一个人就开始要为这件事情来祷告。
So every one of us, we need to pray for this.
弟兄姐，让这个地方成为一个医治的环境。
So may this place become an environment for healing.
我告诉你，当一个医治的环境被建立起来的时候
，So when we establish this environment for healing,
你发现医治变得是很自然的事情。
And then healing become very natural.
一个人来 回转归向神是很自然的事情。
People come and turn to themselves to God because
好像他一走进这会场就有种渴慕。
As they walk into this place, they feel a sense of longing.
忽然就好像被 something 所吸引。
Like they're being attracted by something.
你像这环境，有时候你走到一个环境就被一个人吸引。
Sometimes when you enter into a place, this environment can
attract you. 就譬如说你走到 Disney World.
Just as you enter into Disney World.
一进去是一个环境。
You enter into this environment.
忽然间被吸引。
Then you'll be attracted to that.
同样我们要祷告一件事情啊。
So we need to pray for this.
神的手要在这个地方。
Now God's hand need to be here.
当然一走进会场。
When people, as they walk into this place,
整个人的心态被改变。
Their attitude will be changed.
无论他本来多刚硬的。
No matter how hard they were before.
无论本来多么冷漠的。
No matter how cold they were.
忽然还走进会场的时候。
As they walk into this place.
忽然被一个好像一个不他不知道的东西所吸引。
And suddenly they were touched or attracted by something they do not know. 神的灵在吸引他。And God's spirit
让他心能够柔软下来
so that his heart may be softened,
让他心能够很容易归向神
so that his heart will be easily
turned to God. 我告诉你当一个环境预备好的时候
so when the environment is ready,
信耶稣是很自然的
and to believe in Jesus Christ become very natural,
不需要什么挣扎的
don't need to have a lot of struggle,
一呼召说他情不自禁就往前走了
so when we have the calling, they just come to the front,
就发现医治是很自然的
so that healing become very natural,
因为神的手在触摸他
because God's hand is touching them,
甚至好像还没有祷告他已经感觉到身体已经恢复
Even before we pray, they feel that the body has been restored.
哦，弟兄姐妹，神的同在彰显出来就是这样。
So when God's presence is manifested, it is like that.
哦，我们要为这件事情来祷告。
We need to pray for this.
不是人好像很用力的要做什么。
It's not that we try our effort to do something.
而是神的灵在这里彰显出来。
So when God's spirit is manifested here,
一切都变成很自然。
Everything becomes so natural.
那是个环境。
So that is the environment.
非常重要的。
Very important.
要为这件事情来祷告。
We need to pray for that.
让我们在每一天，甚至为这些祷告，求神在我们中间显明他的同在。
So every day we need to pray that God will manifest His presence.
在你祷告中，你脑海当中就要看见神的手伸进这个会场。
So in your prayer, in your mind, you need to see God's hand reaching down here.
亲自来做触摸的工作。
And to come here and do the work of touching.
我告诉你，那忽然间我们所有的服事都会变得很轻省。
And suddenly all our work become easy.
Amen.
Amen.
因为神自己在工作嘛。
Because God Himself is at work here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.所以我们要祷告，迫切的来祷告。
We need to pray earnestly for this.
借着祷告，我们能够领受圣灵的恩膏。
So through prayer, we can receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
借着信心要宣告圣灵的恩膏。
We need to proclaim the anointing through faith.
借着信心宣告圣灵的恩膏。
So we need to proclaim the anointing through faith.
一旦我们领受这个圣灵的恩膏，很重要。下一个一定要宣告。
So once you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the next thing we need to proclaim.
很有意思哦，我们看见在主耶稣基督在路加福音四章十八节，他在那里讲到说：“主的灵在我身上，因为他用高高我叫传福音给贫穷人的时候。”
Very interesting when Jesus proclaimed that the Spirit of God is on me because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
然后接下来四章二十一节。
And then verse 21, the Bible said,
你看见耶稣就讲完这个领受这个恩膏，马上宣告出来。
And then immediately He proclaimed this.
好，今天这经应验在你们耳中。
That today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
这个恩膏不但是领受而已。
This anointing not just receiving it.
是恩膏需要宣告出来。
But this anointing need to be proclaimed.
耶稣很清楚对所有在座那些人说，今天这经就应验在你耳朵。
Very clearly, Jesus said to all those who are there today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
事实上，路加也是从这个时刻开始之后，路加才开始记载耶稣所行的神迹。
In fact, after this, only Dr. Luke began to record what Jesus has done.
换句话说，宣告很重要，宣告很重要。
In other words, it's important for us to proclaim.
宣告之后，能力才能被释放出来。
So proclaiming, and then we can release the power of God.
所以今天我们也真的需要为每一位在十四天医治播道大会服事的弟兄姐妹来做宣告。
Therefore, we need to proclaim for everyone who will be serving during these 14 days.
我们要来宣告，为每一个服事的弟兄里面宣告，让神迹奇事在我们身上彰显出来。
We need to proclaim the signs and wonders we manifested through us.
我们要为做招待的来做宣告。
We need to proclaim for those who are ushers.
有多少人在做宣招待的？
How many of you will be usher?
都没有 usher.
Yeah, only a few. How many will be usher during the 14 days?
哦，
有吧，
怎么会没有呢？我怎么？招待是很重要的。
Usher is very important.
因为人家说一个人来到教会啊。
Someone said that when someone come to the church,
还没有见到耶稣前，先见到你，你知道吗？
Before they see Jesus, they see you first.
你太重要了。
You are so important.
我们要为招待者做宣告。
We need to proclaim for the ushers.
当他们站。当他站在拉比里面的时候
When they are standing in the lobby,
神的同在大大显明出来
So God's presence will be manifested there
让每一个走进会堂就感受到耶稣的爱
So everyone who walk into this hall, they will feel the love of God
甚至聚会还没有开始他们生命已经被触摸了
Even before the meeting starts, their body has been touched by God
Hallelujah
我们要为敬拜团来做宣告。We pray for the worship team.
这里有没有敬拜团呢
？How many will be in worship team?
在敬拜的没有
？Will be leading worship?
应该有吧
？Yeah. Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Raise your hand. Raise your hand.
敬拜是很重要的。
Worship is very important.
圣经说大卫一弹琴啊，圣灵就驱除扫罗心中的邪灵。
Bible says when David played the instruments, immediately God's spirit chased out the demon in Saul.
一弹琴，邪灵就要离开。
Immediately.The evil spirit left Saul.
在旧约时代，多少的战争都是因为赞美而得胜的。
In the Old Testament, so many battles were won because of the praise and worship.
所以我们要为敬拜团来做宣告。
Therefore, we need to proclaim for the worship team.
他们在敬拜赞美的时候，圣灵要降临下来。
As they praise and worship, Holy Spirit will come upon us.
有人就能经历医治。
And people will experience healing.
有人经历心灵的释放。
And experience freedom in the spirit.
都还没有听到，已经得救了。
And before they hear the gospel, they already been saved.
Amen.
Amen.
他们要亲眼看见神的作为。
They will see Jesus.With their own eyes.
我们要为守望祷告团队来祷告。
We pray for those who will be watching and praying.
我看守望团队是很重要的。
And the prayer team is very important.
虽然他们在祷告室里面来祷告。
Although they may be praying in a shallow
prayer center. 但祷告室就是一个作战中心嘛。
Actually, that is the battle center in the prayer room.
我们要为祷告守望团队来做宣告。
So we need to pray for those who will be praying.
当他们祷告的时候，神要亲自向他们说话。
So as they pray, God will speak to them individually.
他们要看见天使的显现。
They're going to see angels appearing.
他们要知道神当天所要做的工作。
And they need to know what God's going to do on that day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们要为医治团队来做宣告。
We need to pray for the healing team.
医治团队很重要的
，Healing team is very important，
因为他们的手就代表耶稣的手。
Because their hand is representing the hand of Jesus。
我们要为医治团队来做宣告。
So、we need to proclaim for the healing team。
当他们一按手
，As they lay hand on people，
就像圣经说，手按病人，病人就好了。
As they lay hand, the sickness will be gone。
Hallelujah！
Hallelujah！
他们要亲眼看见神迹在他们眼前发生。
They're going to see with their own eyes, miracle is taking place before their eyes。
我们需要为陪团的团队来祷告。
We pray for the counselor.
这里有没有陪团呢
？How many of you will be counselor?
哦，有，那有陪团呢
？Few counselor.
陪团很重要啊。
Counselor is so important.
就好像在保罗生命中的亚拿尼亚。
Just like Ananias in the life of Paul.
把他带领从黑暗当中进入光明。
And to bring him from darkness into the light.
我们要为陪团的团队做宣告。
We need to proclaim for the counselors.
让他们当他陪同这些决志者来到台前的时候。
So、as they accompany those who will be coming to receive Christ.
这些决志人一个都不失落。
And none of them will be lost.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们要为影音的团队来做宣告。
We need to pray for the ABL team.
啊，影音团队很重要的。
ABL team is very important.
这有多少影音团队啊
？How many will be ABL team?
啊，有哈。
Yes.
很重要。
Very important.
我常常说要记得，神的恩膏是透过音响传递出去。
So God's anointing is going through the ABL system.
神的作为是透过影像传递出去的。
So God's deed is through those visual.To manifest.
我们要为影音团队来做宣告。
So when you proclaim for the ABL team,
当他们在控制这些影音的时候
，as they are controlling the ABL,
神的圣灵大大充满
，Holy Spirit will fill them.
神的大能够涌流在整个会场里面
，and God's Spirit will flow in the whole place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们要为儿童部的童工，我们来宣告。
So we need to also proclaim for the children workers.
在这里有多少做儿童工作的和在服侍儿童的哈，也有好多。
Workers, yeah.
儿童服侍儿童很重要。
Very important to serve the children.
每个孩子都是神所爱的。
Every children are loved by God.
我们要为儿童的童工来做宣告。
We proclaim for the children workers.
当他们带领儿童的时候
，So when they lead the children,
要看见神的爱跟喜乐充满在每一个孩子身上。
And the love and the joy of God will fill every children.
神迹奇事也要在儿童部来发生。
And the signs and wonders will also take place in the children's center.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们要为十四天来做宣告。
We need to proclaim for these 14 days.
求神用神迹奇事大大充满在我们中间。
The signs and wonders will be few among us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
我们看见，就要借着宣告，我们看见在信心来宣告神的一个恩膏在我们中间。
So as we proclaim the anointing by faith.
这个宣告太重要了。
This proclamation is so important.
我们深深的相信，当凭信心来做宣告的时候
，We are convinced that when we proclaim in faith,
神的能力就要释放在我们中间。
God's power will be released among us.
Amen. 第三
，Third,
要借着行动来释放恩膏的能力。
Through action, we can release anointing.
借着行动来释放恩膏的能力。
And through action, we can release the anointing.
我们不但要借着祷告来领受圣灵的恩膏。
Not only we need to receive anointing through prayer.
不但凭信心宣告圣灵的恩膏。
Not only by proclaiming through faith.
更是要借着服事的行动来释放这个能力。
Also through the action of service, so that we can release the power of anointing.
你还记得以利沙渴望。得到以利亚身上的恩膏，记得吗
？Remember Elijah want to receive the anointing for Elijah.
所以一路跟随以利亚。
So all the way he followed Elijah.
从基甲到伯特利。
From Gilgal to Bethel.
从耶利哥再到约旦河边。
Jericho to the riverside by Jordan.
后来以利亚就问他一个问题嘛。
And then Elijah asked him this question.
你想要从我这里得什么呢
？What do you want to get from me?
以利沙利我要得到你身上加倍的恩膏。
Elijah said, "I want to get the double portion of your anointing."
以利亚就这样他说：“当我被接升天的时候，如果你看得见我，你就得到。
If you see me ascended into the heaven, then you receive it.
如果你看不见，都得不着。
If you do not see, then you will not receive that.
请问你以利沙看见没有
？Let me ask you, did Elijah saw that?
他没看见以利亚升天呢。
Did Elijah saw Elijah went out to the heaven?
看见了。
So he did.
这表明他怎么样得着了
？And this showing that he received that.
但他真的得着了吗
？Did he really receive it?
当时的以利沙恐怕连他自己都不大确定。
At that time, Elisha may not be sure about that.
他看见了
，But he saw Elijah.
他真的得着了吗
？Did he really receive it?
好像也没什么特别的感觉嘛。
And no special feeling.
也不觉得自己有什么特别的能力在他身上。
And did not feel any special power upon himself.
看见了就得着了，真的吗
？And he saw and then he received.
是在什么时候那个恩膏的能力释放出来、啊、
？So when did the anointing power release from him？
而是当他往回走的时候
，Only when he walked back，
他就看见本来分开的河水现在就复合了。
And the river that was departed have been restored。
现在是干地摆在他的面前。
And now it's a dry land before him。
哎，我们看见以利沙当他面对这个情况的时候。他到底怎么办啊
？So when he faced that situation, what did he do?
这个时候他就必须做一个抉择了。
Therefore, he need to make a decision.
本来是干的嘛，走过来是干的嘛。
Initially, when he walked through this dry riverbed,
现在水都复合了。
And now the water has been restored.
当他站在那里
，as he was standing there,
他真的要做个抉择。
He need to do a he need to make a decision.
他要游泳过去呢
？Is he going to swim over?
还编个木筏过去呢
？Maybe do a build a canoe to.To cross the river,
还是要凭着信心
，or by faith，
像以利亚走过来的样子
，and just like what Elijah has done。
当以利亚走过来，是用他的外衣打水啊。
So when Elijah walked through the river, he just used his cloth and beat the river。
然后走过去了
，and then he walked on the dry land。
那以利沙呢
？How about Elisha？
他是要自己游泳
？Is he going to swim over？
编个木筏
，or by canoe？
还像以利亚一样
，or just like Elijah，
用以利亚外衣打水，叫水分开呢
？And using his cloth so that the water can be departed。
其实这是个冒险的事情，你要知道。
It is a very risky thing to do.
因为在对岸，如果一个人就算了。
If he by himself is okay.
不是对岸还有很多先知的门徒都在那看。
Across the shore, there are many disciples who they were watching him.
大家在观看以利沙你怎么过来啊
？And they're going to see how Elisha going to cross the river.
如果他一打水，水不分。
If he hit on the water and the water did not parted.
一世英名就扫地。
And then all his fame will go down the drain.
那些门徒在看。
And all the disciples
watching. 你有没有恩膏啊
？Do you have the anointing?
你有没有恩膏啊
？Do you have the anointing?
啊，那真的是很大的挣扎。 就像今天我们在面对服事也是这样。
Like he is going through a lot of struggle, just like we are serving the Lord.
当你为病人祷告的时候
，When you're praying for the sick.
你心中很挣扎。
You are struggling inside.
我可以吗
？Can I do it?
我能够为这个病人祷告吗
？Can I pray for the sick?
很多时候我们心中很挣扎，可以吗
？So we are struggling, whether we can
do it. 我真的有这恩膏吗
？Do I have this anointing?
弟兄姐妹，我们真的要凭信心啊，不但是领受，不但宣告，用行动来释放神的能力。
And brothers, we receive and proclaim. We need to do it by action.
我们看见以利沙在这怎么做呢
？And so what did Elisha did?
他不但领受了恩膏
，Not only he received the anointing,
他也宣告这恩膏。
He also proclaimed the anointing.
列王记下第二章十四节。
And Second King chapter 2 verse 14.
他用以利亚身上掉下来外衣打水，说：“耶和华以利亚的神在哪里啊？”
So he took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it and said, Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
这一句话是个很重要的宣告。
It's a very important proclamation.
他所信的神是以利亚的神啊。
And the God he believes is the God of Elijah.
他相信以利亚的恩膏已经在他身上了。
Elijah's anointing is upon me.
所以就神啊，以利亚的神你在哪里啊
？So where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?
这是他的一个宣告。
He proclaimed that.
然后他用以利亚的外衣打水。
And then he used the cloak and hit the river.
结果水就分开了。
And the water parted.
他就走过约旦河。
And he walked through.
同样今天我们也需要用实际服事的行动来释放恩膏的能力。
Therefore, today we need to use practical step and action step to release the anointing of God.
如果你不实际去行动
，If you don't do it by action,
你永远不知道你有没有恩膏。
You never know that you have the anointing.
只有你实际去服事
，Only when you practically doing it,
恩膏才能够被能力才释放出来。
And then power will be released.
弟兄姐，今天圣灵的恩膏不是给你做装饰品。
Actually, the Holy Spirit anointing is not for you just to decorate yourself.
很多时候我们希望圣得恩膏，得恩膏。
Oh, we want to receive anointing, anointing.
恩膏不是给你做装饰品。
And anointing is not for decoration.
恩膏是为了服事的。
It is for ministry.
只有在你服事的时候，看见能力被释放出来。
Only when you serve, then we see the power being released.
恩膏是为征战的。
And anointing is for warfare.
只有当你征战的时候，能力才能够被释放出来。
Only when you warfare, then the power be released.
弟兄姐妹，今天当你领受了圣灵的恩膏
，Today when you receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit,
你不但是要宣告这恩膏
，Not only you need to proclaim this anointing,
你需要凭信心开始来服事。
You need to by faith begin to serve.
Amen.
Amen.
哈利路亚。当你在敬拜的时候
，So when you are worshiping，
能力要被释放出来
，Power will be released。
当你在这个做招待的时候
，So we are doing the ushering，
能力要被释放出来
，And power will be released。
当你在为别人祷告的时候
，When you pray for other people，
能力要被释放出来
，And power will be released。
当你带儿童的时候
，When you're leading the children，
能力要被释放出来
，And power will be released。
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。
哦，求主您来带领我们
，May God's Spirit lead us。
今天晚上我们要一同领受这恩膏
，So tonight we're going to receive this anointing together。
让我们凭信心，他会一同来宣告这恩膏。
By faith, we're going to declare this anointing together。
然后要在你服事的行动当中见证上帝的。
And then through your serving, that you're going to witness God's power.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 弟兄姐妹，我深深的相信，这十四天医治布道大会是神所给我们一个经历神的机会。
And brothers and sisters, I'm convinced that this 14 days is God's opportunity for us to experience Him.
神已经赐下给我们多结果子的恩膏。
God has given us this anointing for bearing much fruit.
我们不但是要领受这个恩膏
，Not just we are receiving this anointing.
我们要宣告这个恩膏。
We need to declare this anointing.
透过行动释放神的能力。
And through action of service that we can experience this power.
在这十四天当中，我们将要看见许多人进入神的国度。
So in these 14 days, we're going to see many people going to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们更要期待许多神迹奇事要发生在。
We're going to expect many signs and wonders will take place before our eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
觉得兴奋吗
？Are you excited?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
也让我们真的准备好。
Let's be ready.
我们一同为这个整个特会来祷告。
We need to pray for this special conference.
要一同来领受圣灵的恩膏。
Together, receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit.